Thank you, Madam Chair. Egypt fully aligns itself with the statements made by the non-aligned movement and the African group, and would like to make some remarks on its national capacity. First, allow me to congratulate you, Madam Chair, on assuming your responsibilities, and allow me through you to thank Ambassador Pickstein for presenting the report of the GG on Laws, and to express our sincere appreciation for all his efforts to produce this report and the excellent manner in which he led the work of the GG. Madam Chair, the sixth review conference presents an outstanding opportunity not only to review the implementation of the Convention and its protocols, but also to envisage and advance new pertinent issues that fall under its scope, to continue to be fit for purpose and achieve its objectives. Needless to say, the ultimate objective of the Convention is to protect first and foremost civilians as well as combatants from inhumane repercussions of means and methods of warfare, causing superfluous injury and unnecessary suffering. Madam Chair, the rapid technological developments led to revolutionary transformations in means and methods of warfare. Unfortunately, these developments pose significant challenges and outpace our capacity to fully grasp their implications. The destructive impact of these transformations in the military arena have inevitably increased the suffering of the civilian population as well as combatants. For this reason, the CCW was and is still perceived the instrument that could enable the international community to protect civilians and combatants, while reaffirming the principles of international law in cases that are not covered by this convention. Madam Chair, delegating authority for machines to decide on matters related to life and death is an abhorrent thought and should be a compelling drive for a prohibition on the acquisition, research, development, testing, deployment, transfer, and use of this category of weapons. It is already a well-established fact from a majority of authoritative experts that encoding the relevant rules of international humanitarian law within an algorithm is not possible, therefore rendering such kinds of weapons inhumane and further aggravating its unpredictability. Pending the prohibition of all aspects of this category of weapon, Egypt supports a moratorium on the development and calls upon all states to take all the necessary transparency and confidence-building measures to ensure the credibility of this moratorium until a verifiable, legally binding instrument is concluded in this regard. Madam Chair, Egypt takes note of the procedural report for the 2021 session of the CCWGG on Laws. We believe that this review conference provides an opportunity to agree on future mandate of the GG on Laws, and I would like to reiterate the readiness of Egypt to engage constructively with the President and the Chair and the President of the Review Conference and other states on the continuation of this process. Egypt looks forward that during this review conference to making progress towards the development of concrete policy recommendations, including elements for a new legally binding provisions for addressing the humanitarian and international security challenges posed by emerging technologies in the area of laws. Egypt believes this should be reflected in a strengthened mandate for the future work of GG on Laws. While our ultimate objective should be prohibition of laws, we should take into account that technology is employed in the development of this category, which is employed in the development of this category of weapon, is of dual use nature. This fact requires that guarantees are provided for the facilitation of transfer of technology and its peaceful uses, as well as the scientific research. After almost 8 years of discussions on this issue, it is high time to take discussions further ahead to begin negotiations on a legally binding instrument to regulate laws, and we call upon the Sixth Review Conference to endorse this recommendation and decide on an appropriate period of time to conclude such an instrument. Madam Chair, we look forward to participating actively and constructively in the GGE meetings next year. Thank you.